Welcome in to Arrive at 5, the podcast of Pointless Lists and Banter. I'm your host, David.
And I'm Austin.
And I'm Tyler.
And welcome back, guys. In case you didn't notice, we're missing a very familiar voice. Blair is currently not in the studio, not on the mic. He is fulfilling his husband lead duties.
Of the beach, right?
Yeah, at the beach right now. So, we miss you, buddy. We wish that Blair was here recording with us, but we're going to try and hold it down while he's gone.
I think we'll do all right.
Yeah.
I hope so. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good.
Been a long day. Been a hot day.
Yeah.
Got some sun.
Yep.
Very,
as
very
you can
red.
All see, you're not very, the listeners, yeah. But everyone else here.
Just picture a freshly boiled lobster.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's basically it.
With a beard.
I was sweating earlier, too, at dinner.
And then that's Austin.
Oh, God.
So, since you guys are listening, pause real quick. Go to your iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Anchor app, anything. Just
subscribe,
subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review.
Download it as many times as you can.
Yes, and play it a lot.
Definitely that.
So, we have an exciting topic for you guys this week. Tyler actually came up with this topic.
Yep.
So, do you want to tell the people what we got for him?
Today, we're doing villains.
Villains.
Top five villains.
So.
This is exciting. I like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Since I'm hosting you boys, I think I'm going to start it off.
At number five?
With number five. Who's going to go after me? We kind of need to determine
this. We'll figure it out. Okay. Let's feel it out.
That's fine.
I kind of want to hear what you have to say first.
Yeah, so. I pictured this as, like, my top five villains. I'm building a super team of villains.
Okay.
And we're gonna take down the world eventually. It's going to be world domination. So I have to have number five, someone with those kind of ambitions, someone that can get into those hard-to-reach places, someone with an inventive mind and an undying will. My number five villain is Plankton from SpongeBob.
Oh wow.
I love that.
That's perfect.
I love that. I wish I thought of that one.
Yes.
That's so good.
He has
pure
one
evil.
Goal. Well,
I wanted to hate this choice, but I can't.
Now we have two goals. His first goal was to get the Krabby Patty formula, but now we're going world domination. So
pure evil.
Yes. He's got an inventive mind. He's always coming up with contraptions. He has his computer wife to help
Sidekick,
him with anything that he needs
man.
To. He's super small, can help out wherever we need to. And like I said, is the undying motivation. He's the driving force behind this team.
Never stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I really thought you guys were going to hate that.
No, I mean, he took a different route than I was thinking.
Talk about
for
relentless,
sure.
too. He never gets that
never
recipe.
Stops.
Never gets the recipe.
Yeah.
Never stops.
Well, he gets it at one point and loves it so much.
He gives it back?
He has to give it back,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. I must have missed that SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I do remember
that.
I
don't remember that one.
Yeah.
I'll have to rewatch, I guess.
Dadgum, number five, Plankton.
That's a good one.
Who's going next?
I like that one. I think Tyler should go next.
All right.
It's his list.
All right, so let's see. My number five.
Hold on. We got to make note of something that you guys didn't see.
Tyler has to pull out his spiral notebook that he wrote in.
I had to go old school. I like having pen and paper for lists.
Yeah. Me and David have phones
look at
and computers.
Right.
And Tyler's got...
I'm not in 2019 yet.
You don't want to leave an electronic paper trail. You like the traditional style.
Paper.
You thought we might hack you or something, right?
Right. Get a hold
of
my list before we
do
the pods.
Yes.
For sure. All right, let's hear it.
My number five
After consulting the spiral notebook.
Yes. Is one of the most interesting looking of villains, I think. And
Okay.
He's got a lot of hatred over the course of this long series of movies. I'm gonna go with my number five villain, Voldemort.
Oh! Alright, honorable mention for me.
From
awesome.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's just got that... He's in all the movies, you know, just trying... He's always the villain in all of them, because he's just so strong, and Harry Potter's got to try to, you know, end up getting all the Horcruxes and all that.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
But, yeah, So he's just one of the.
I think it's like a puzzle trying to beat him with all the work crosses and everything.
That's what I was going to say.
It's a whole other level of.
I like how complex he is as a villain. It's not just like he's evil. He obviously wants to take over the wizarding world.
He also tried to kill a baby.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, what is that? King Herod?
That's the start of the story.
Who was in the Bible the king that killed all the babies because it was prophesied that one would become king?
No idea.
Yeah,
Okay. One of the listeners might know at home. Yeah, they can correct
us. They're saying it right now.
Yeah.
I think it was King Herod. Just might throwing be. That name out there. We'll see if it sticks.
Herod.
King Herod.
Hagrid. Gotcha. Harry Potter. Gotcha.
That's the connection I was trying to make.
Okay. We're back. We're back. Yeah. Voldemort.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone who's willing to kill a baby is ruthless to me.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that,
Harry was too strong for him, though.
Yeah.
He had what it took.
It was love, man. It was love.
Yeah.
Well, conquered evil.
Yeah.
Classic.
Just wish my boy Dobby didn't have to go out like that.
R.I.P. Right. Spoiler alert. R.I.P.
Oh, God.
But yeah, my number five, Voldemort.
I like it.
I like it a lot. All right, I guess it's my turn.
Yes, sir.
All right, so mine kind of goes to a classic good versus evil over time. And I'm talking about us. It's pure-blooded Americans.
Okay.
You liking where I'm going with this?
I am very intrigued.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to the days of the Cold War. I'm going Rocky IV, Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
The classic USA versus the USSR.
Okay, the Iron Curtain.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Solid. Ivan Drago, played by Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
One of my favorite villains of all time.
Why?
Well, I got to point out the obvious, he's Russian.
Okay.
And as an American, I'm not supposed to like that.
Okay.
But also, in the movie, they portray him basically as a machine.
Yeah. Yes.
So it becomes a whole man versus machine aspect to it also.
Yeah, I'd say he kills Apollo.
Yeah. So he's not supposed to be beatable. Yeah. That was another one. Apollo.
50 years later.
Apollo, who's the villain in 1 and 2. Later. Apollo's the villain in 1 and 2. So this guy defeats the previous.
Yeah.
He is technically. By four of their friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he gets killed.
Yeah.
And Rocky's like, I gotta do this.
And then Rocky has to go to Russia to train.
Yes.
He's like, I gotta
he trains
train
in Siberia
yeah.
to beat this guy.
It's an away game for sure.
And Rocky ends up winning over the Russian crowd. I like that little part too.
Yeah.
But he even wins over Ivan Drago himself, which doesn't help my case for a good villain. But
I do have one. It doesn't have to do with the villain, but there's no way the Russian crowd would ever pull for Rocky.
No.
Ever.
No.
There's no way that would happen.
Probably not.
But they saw that their champion was getting defeated, I guess. So.
And I mean, even the champion knew it. The champion basically conceded at the end to Rocky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're right, though. He was definitely a machine.
Yeah, that's my number five villain.
God, what a training montage. Like, when Rocky's, like, running through the snow and he's lifting the cattle horn.
I think that's a better scene than him running up the Philadelphia steps.
The steps.
I don't know, the steps is so iconic, though.
It is, but I think...
But then Drago's in the lab. He's running on crazy treadmill, hooked up to all the machines.
Hitting that just square that tells him how hard he's punching for.
Until he breaks it.
Yeah, he does break it, I think. That's a good point.
And he's so pumped full of steroids.
You know, Rocky hits that thing. Rocky hits that thing, it's not even going to register, probably.
It just says,
but somehow he wins. Oh, yes. All right. Let's move on to number four.
Okay.
Who's going next? David, are we going to go, like,
I think we'll just go
same order?
Go in a circle. So, my number four on my villain super team, I've got my motivator.
I wish I thought of it like that. As
I've
a
got
super team, like a starting five.
Yeah,
I didn't think
really
of it that way. But
all right.
Well, here's my loophole. I'm starting five. So, I need some muscle with my super villain team. And I'm going to go with the foreign invasion like you are. I'm going with Team Iceland from D2 The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my
Let me just say that was an honorable mention for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I love it. This great is two. Movie. You're two for two in my book, David, right now.
I'm killing it right now.
This is amazing.
Yes. So my muscle is a team of 20, 15 to 16 year olds
that
from
Iceland.
That
is a nice
Iceland,
loophole. Yeah.
Who are again pumped full of steroids because they're way bigger than any of the other teams that are competing in the World Cup of I guess the Junior Olympics?
This is Junior Olympics, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it was in L.A. or something like that.
Yeah, every single one of them is the size of the Bash Brothers. They're all super mean. I'm going to...
Clearly 5 years older than older than all the actors in
real
life.
They have completely faked passports and birth certificates. they were all... Yes. They were
Chinese gymnasts like the opposite.
Yes, much older.
Yes.
I'm going to have to...
The coach?
I'm going to be honest. I don't want the coach. I don't want him. I think that Plankton can rally the troops. I think the coach is a slime ball. I want the soldiers. I want the soldiers.
You don't think the slime ball makes it the villain, though?
I want Plankton to lead them.
I don't understand this decision at all. You lost me
It's going to be a... It's
in
gonna
all
be...
honesty, the coach was the biggest part of the Icelandic team to me.
All right. Fine. The coach is going to lead them then. Fine. The coach
leads it all. No, don't do this for me. I'm just saying. You had me
I'm doing
until
it for
you cut the coach.
I'm doing it for you. The coach is in it,
because the coach has...
What's 21 people instead of 20? I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, the coach doesn't do anything. More. He just yells at them.
Yeah, but the coach has a long-standing rivalry with Bombay. He's the one who hurt his knee.
It's true. He slashed him.
He slashed his knee and made him... He had to quit hockey because
he couldn't go to pro.
Yeah. Exactly. Man. So the coach, to me, is integral
more of the villain.
To the entire villain. Yeah. Villainy. Okay. Villainry.
All right.
Villain. That's villainry of the Icelandic
I stand corrected.
Hockey team.
The coach is included.
Has to be. For me.
All of Team Iceland from D2 the Mighty Ducks.
Nice.
Is my number four.
Well, I'm glad I could help you come to the correct
conclusion. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Not opinion, it's fact.
A good point, Tyler.
My number four is, so when I was coming up with my list, I wasn't sure which route I wanted to take, and I started thinking, I started coming up with these, with the cartoon versions of villains and like, you know, more like kids movies, and I started thinking about...
Are you thinking like Disney movies?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I started going off on a tangent with those, and I came up with this one that I had to include because he's just, well, for one, it was one of the movies that I watched the most out of all the Disney movies of that, you know, in the 90s.
Right.
So, with my number four, I'm going with Scar.
Oh, yes!
Do it.
Honorable mention, definitely.
So,
killing it.
He's just... He's got the hyenas that are with him that, you know... One of them's stupid, and they just kind of roll around and like bite each other and stuff. It's kind
of
ridiculous.
Is Whoopi Goldberg one of the hyenas?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
Obviously, the scene where he...
I hope she plays one of the new live-action ones.
Oh, yeah. Whoopi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's the leader.
Yeah.
But yeah, kills his brother.
Yeah, drops Mufasa into the
while
stampede.
While the sun
of,
watches.
Yeah.
Man.
Long live the king. Yeah, I had to go with Scar. That was the one of all the Disney movies that I decided to go
He's
with.
He's got a lot of the check boxes for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, power.
That's
hungry.
Why he's on my honorable mention.
The scar makes him
scarier. Yeah. That's true.
The dark fur.
And again, I'm excited to see that in the live action to see how scary they can make him.
I do. I have a question about the paternal factors. If Scar and Mufasa are brothers and they.
Yeah, are we talking like real lions?
Like at all?
Oh,
are they really brothers?
I don't know
also,
how that
the
works,
fact
though.
That I've heard that prides would not have two males in them.
Oh. Yeah,
Scar
that's
would
true.
Have been killed by Mufasa,
well,
in a real lion.
He was
pride,
away. He
it just
was
means
away.
It just
it's
means
true.
That they can't be. There can't be two alphas, is what it is.
Yeah,
there can be two males, but the other males that aren't the alpha are
on their way up,
and then eventually they'll go off and become an alpha of their own.
So you kind of got to just.
But
wait
in that situation, they're both pretty alpha male.
Yeah.
I mean,
Scar definitely wanted to be the alpha.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he took over there for a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
After
the dark times of Pride Rock.
The
very dark times.
Yes, yes. Remember, never forget.
Oh, gosh. This is what we should have done a fast five on this.
What?
Top five villain sidekicks.
villain's sidekicks. Yes. I would have to do a
because I would have put the hyenas probably on the villain's sidekicks. That's a great one.
Yeah.
That is a good
one. That's a perfect example of a sidekick.
Or even a whole other episode for villain sidekicks. Because I think villain sidekicks are arguably as good as the villain.
Yeah, I was going to say, it immediately makes you think of other Disney movies, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. They all have sidekicks. Yes, they all have sidekicks.
Exactly.
So, yeah, my number four, Scar, Lion King.
I like it.
I like that one. All right. I think I'm going to audible a little bit and go with my previous number three. I'm switching it.
Switching
my three and four right now.
Mid-list.
Okay. I did just a second ago.
Mid-pod.
So my new number four, Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
He came up in some searches.
Alan Rickman.
Oh, of course. Yeah. R.I.P.
Classic. Oh, also, hope no one else has this on their list, but he plays Snape.
Spoiler alert.
And I don't know if people consider him a villain or not, but that's also... Alan Rickman...
We're talking Hans Gruber.
Okay, Hans Gruber. Let's get
that's
down
a whole
other
conversation.
Hans Gruber
unless
had
your villain
the
is Alan
genius
Rickman.
Plan... the Which genius is... plan to hijack a building, make it look like a terrorist attack, and then steal all the money.
Yeah.
Genius.
He was genius.
Yeah.
How do you hijack a building? It doesn't go anywhere.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the movie, David, but there's like this party happening at Nakatomi Plaza.
I've seen it about 15 years ago.
Do you want me to do like a quick run through the whole movie or just plot points?
We're at Nakatomi Plaza.
Nakatomi Plaza. He goes in. Nakatomi is the guy.
Uh-huh. And it's his plaza.
It's his plaza.
Nakatomi owns the plaza.
I don't know if he owns it. It's named after him.
Sakatomi? Nakatomi.
All right. Let me get to the point. All right. So he hijacks
We're at Nakatomi's plaza.
He wants to steal all of the money.
From Nakatomi.
It's a trading company.
Nakatomi's.
So he threatens to kill Nakatomi. Nakatomi's like, you're going to have to kill me then. What does he do? The badass he is. Just blows his brain out.
Kills him.
Doesn't even think. Just like, okay, you told me to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Then he realizes that the last lock on the failsafe for the trading password or whatever it is that he couldn't get from Nakatomi is guarded by these flip switches that are on breakers. Mm-hmm. So what does he do? He pretends that it's a terrorist incident, gets the FBI in there, and FBI protocol is to... Cut the power. So they cut the power, unlocking the last lock for him to get into all this money.
My God. Mm.
Gets away. If it were not for John McClane.
I was going to say, he didn't get away.
He didn't. But it's because John McClane, the one-man army.
Bruce.
We're going to do a heroes list that'll talk about John McClane.
John McClane would be
but,
on there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about
one
that.
One man.
But,
Top five?
He does it. All himself. We're talking John McClane and Rambo. Those are the two guys.
There's no way I would put John McClane in my top five.
Yeah, top five. Are you serious? This is a hot take.
Dead serious.
Okay.
Dead serious. Anyway, so my whole point of Hans Gruber is how smart he was. He made people think he was a terrorist.
Uh-huh.
He played the part.
Right.
To steal the money.
Mm-hmm.
He played the FBI like a fiddle.
And almost got away with it.
Yeah, if it weren't for that yippee-ki-yay.
Nice.
I will say I haven't seen Die Hard in a few years, so...
It's been a while.
Great Christmas movie, by the way.
Is it a Christmas movie?
We're not,
or is it a movie
we're
filmed
not,
at Christmas?
We're not doing this.
Does it matter?
We're not doing this.
Aren't all Christmas movies filmed at Christmas?
No.
So,
no,
definitely
name
a Christmas movie that's not filmed at Christmas.
Okay, my number... My number three... For my supervillain group, I got my motivator, I got my muscle, I need a brain, I need a planner, I need somebody who's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers.
I hope you're about to say who I think you're about to say.
I think I'm going to say who you think I'm going to say. I want Gustavo Fring.
That was not who I was going to say.
From Breaking Bad.
Oh, man, yeah, okay.
I thought you were just going to go with the brain from Pinky and the Brain.
you
were emphasizing brain a lot, so I really thought
Is he a villain, though? No.
He wants to be.
Gus Fring from
Breaking
Bad.
That's also
that
a good
is,
one.
Yeah.
I want the calm, the cool, the calculated, just the cold-blooded killer Man, that's some alliteration for you, Holmes. That's insane. But I want him planning it all. I mean, he's thinking ahead. We're building underground bunkers. We're thinking about what the FBI, what the DEA is doing. We're planning six ways around Sunday to get our plan done. Gustavo Fring.
Yeah.
All right.
He knew what he was doing, for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, because, yeah, the only way that he was taken out was just by just chaos and...
Yes, chaos is a good way to put it.
Yeah. I mean,
very calculated, though.
I agree.
Very organized guy.
Yes. Definitely.
My number three.
You know what, Tyler? I have to cut you off here because I would like to go next, actually. Because mine ties into David's.
Oh.
Pretty well.
Okay.
And this is going to be probably the hottest take of this podcast. My number three villain, Walter White.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh.
He is a villain. I'm sorry to tell everyone out there.
He is a villain.
He is the baddest villain of all. He beats all the other villains in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Ruins his family. His family hates him at the end. Kills his family, even. Runs.
Yeah.
He kills Hank.
Yeah.
Well, Hank dies because of him. I won't say he kills him.
Yeah.
He definitely feels guilty.
Hope everybody's seen it.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert for all the stuff we
wish he would have killed Hank's wife. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh, yeah. Marie.
Well, what about his wife, Skylar?
Oh, yeah. Both of them. They're terrible. They're sisters, though, so it makes sense.
That's so true. Never connected that.
They're both bad.
But anyways, yeah. Walter White. I mean, he at the end of it, he's basically the head of the biggest drug ring in...
Yeah,
the Southwest United States.
It's true. He single-handedly
takes it over.
The most villainous thing he did was when he watched Jesse's girlfriend.
That was kind of early too.
Yeah,
that
was
spoiler.
That was like that was one of the worst things he did.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Oh,
it was cold-hearted right there.
God, that's a great show.
Yeah, it is.
Good pick. I like it.
Yeah. I thought it tied in with yours as well, and I thought that was semi-hot take.
Yeah, good transition.
Because I know I told a couple people that I was thinking that, and they were like, is that a villain? And I said, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like we were just playing Uno, and you threw down the reverse card.
Yep.
Yeah.
So who you got for three?
I'm going to switch it up.
Oh yes. My gosh.
I fired him.
Austin the tastemaker, the trendsetter.
This one, it's got to be, it's worthy of my top three for sure. It's not just the villain itself, like not the character as much as it is the acting of specific rendition of a Peter Pan story. I'm going with Hook.
Ooh, okay.
Specifically, Dustin Hoffman.
Nice, dude.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
Yep.
He's great.
Yeah, he does a brilliant job in that with his acting performance, and I just love that movie.
He's the perfect sidekick, Schmitty.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Love me some Schmitty.
Definitely
love me some Schmitty.
Yeah, he's such a swashbuckler.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but. He's just, you know, he's so harsh. He takes over Robin Williams' son. You remember that part where he doesn't have two kids?
He has a...
Yeah,
oh,
the daughter,
no, you're right.
But he, like,
but
Jack.
He
convinces him that
he tries to become his dad, basically.
Yeah.
He, like, steals his son.
And then Peter Pan has to come back and fight everyone on the ship.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. To his son at that point, he's like a business guy, right? And he's got to prove, like, I'm still a kid or whatever.
He had to figure all that out so he could get back into Never Never Land, too.
That's true.
He
couldn't see anything.
He couldn't see anything and fly and all that.
I forgot about
had to
that.
Think
That's
his happy
movie.
Thoughts.
Rufio.
The Lost Boys in that. The Lost Boys in that one.
Lost Boys.
Perfect.
Great.
But
that's another movie I've
Dustin
seen
Hoffman.
In a long time. That's great.
That's true.
What a swashbuckler he was.
Dustin Hoffman had a great performance as Hook in that one.
I loved it.
Nice. So, I like the pick.
A great actor opposite Robin Williams also.
Yes.
Yeah.
They fed off each other pretty well.
Yeah. Man, Hook, underrated with the cast. Like, God.
Yeah.
That, has that might be Julia my
Roberts.
Favorite
has a iteration is it, of. Is it Meryl Streep is in it? Or is it Glenn, no. is Glenn Close?
Glenn Close, yeah.
Glenn
yeah.
Close is a pirate in it. Yeah. Man, yeah. But it has a good cast, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. What are we on? Are we on number two?
Yeah,
that was your three?
Yeah, that was my three.
Okay, yeah, so my two. All right, so my supervillain team, we need a face. We need someone that can shake the hands, kiss the babies, make sure that people don't know we got anything sketchy going on under the surface. Need somebody to have good crowd service, can put on nice airs in case people start getting suspicious.
All right.
I want Hans Landa, played by Mr. Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds.
Okay.
Yep. I've seen his name on a couple lists. I've seen his name on some lists. I
the Nazi officer. Mm-hmm. Again, the kind of the same vibe
what
as
was
Gus,
his nickname?
Where it's cool, where it's just kind of calm. What?
Doesn't he have a nickname? Wasn't it like Jew Hunter or something? It was Jew something.
Something like that. I don't know. But
Jew Hunter, I wanted to say it was.
Man,
or something.
Just so,
there was,
so
there
many.
Was a, there
he
was
had
a nickname.
Nickname.
Yeah. I can't think of it.
Just so
yes,
many.
Like, do you know what they call me?
Google it. Producer! Oh, producer!
Oh, let me
look
check.
It up.
Keep going.
But yeah, just, gosh, so many chilling scenes with him. I mean, just the opening scene when they go to the house and, spoiler alert, people are hiding under the floorboards.
Yep.
And he's just sitting there. And it is the Jew Hunter?
It is the Jew Hunter.
All right. Thanks, producer.
All right.
And gosh, like, he's just sitting there, and he just asks for a glass of milk. And then...
Yeah. How creepy was that?
The whole time, knowing people are underneath him. Just, and then, oh my gosh, when he's with... I waffle back and forth about when he's eating that meal with the lady who owns the movie theater.
The pastry.
If he knows who she is or not, I waffle back and forth.
He absolutely does.
I think.
Because I want to say in the next scene where they're alone is when he's like...
Right.
Yeah.
Tries to kill her.
I would say icing on the cake, what makes him such a good villain is after it all, after he's committed all of that, at the very end, he was willing to flip and be like, nope, I'm fine. I'll do whatever you need me to do. I'll do this, whatever.
I will do whatever it takes to survive.
Oh my gosh, the shadow of a snake, man. The lowest of the low.
Yeah.
Hans Landa.
That's a good one. Smooth talker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the face.
Great dialogue. Great dialogue.
Yeah, he's a good talker.
Oh, for sure.
Also, multilingual, so we can handle this wherever we need to.
Absolutely.
My number two is, I don't know, I'll probably show my nerdy side here for sure.
Let's bring it out.
Yeah,
but he's got to be one of the biggest villains of all time. You know, seeing how he can stand away from you and choke you. I'm going with Darth Vader.
Oh, okay. So, solid.
This is the one I was going to say earlier. This is the one that I was going to say earlier.
Okay.
I thought Tyler would have.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then I knew David would not have.
I will not have.
Yeah,
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Why is that?
Because I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen what?
Star Wars.
Right. Because he hasn't lived.
None of them.
None of them.
On wax. I have not seen Star Wars.
Okay. So, Tyler, let's talk about it.
And you can't... Get somebody to start watching it and have them watch them in order. You have to watch it how they came out.
I'm going to get a beer. Y'all talk about Star Wars. Yeah. It's okay.
Take a break. You're not involved in this.
Darth Vader is just the most evil on both sides.
I love the gray area with him, too. When you learn that he's the father.
Yeah.
And that maybe he's savable. And
at the end, he was saved,
I think.
Yeah.
Which is partially why I don't think I included him on my list.
Right.
Because in my eyes, he ended up being not as bad of a guy.
Yeah, I know what
you
mean.
He was kind of played.
Yeah.
But in the times when he was bad, he was a bad villain.
From, I guess, really from when Anakin started to...
In episode 3?
Definitely 3.
When his wife started to die, that was basically it.
Yeah.
He did it all for his wife.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen
it, I still don't think you're going to watch it, so I think you'll be all right.
I will comment on what you said. One thing that I value just in villains in general is that gray area. I think that's what makes
a
good villain. If you can relate, somewhat understand, or at least.
That's where Walter White came in for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because on the TV show, they showed us a lot of the white, but also a lot of the black. They want it. It's just like, what was the name of his company?
What?
The gray matter.
Yes.
It's gray.
Yeah. But that's because his partner's last name was Schwartz. Black and his last name
his
was
last
white.
Name was Schwartz, right?
I thought it was black and white.
It's like German for black. Whatever the German word for black is. And then Walter White.
Man, that's next.
If only we had Christoph Waltz here. He could probably tell us.
He could have translated it for us.
Let me look. I got
producer.
See what Schwartz means.
All right, we're getting a live look up right now of what Schwartz means. You got anything else on Darth Vader?
Not really. I had to go there, and he's got that mask.
I was about to say,
talking about black. That was the sick
suit. Yeah,
like, he looks like a villain.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
just such
totally.
A badass villain.
Yeah. That helmet he's got, I mean, it's...
The all-black look, I mean...
Yeah, yeah. But
I don't
any
think
amount
it necessarily
of,
goes with villains. That
and
goes
the voice?
Anyone. Anyone can rock the all-black.
Yeah, yeah.
The voice,
oh,
too?
The James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones? Yeah, come on. Yeah. Yeah, there's no better voice than James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm old and
great,
I sound like
is,
James Earl Jones,
that's
I'm
a very
winning.
Good point.
Oh,
that
gosh,
would be
seriously.
Fantastic.
I don't know if you can you grow into that, though? Like I
doubt it. Not that. That's,
I feel like...
That's natural
it was,
talent.
It was just one day. He hit puberty, and he went from a squeaky 12-year-old boy to James Earl Jones.
He's
like
fantastic.
Morgan Freeman? Same thing?
Morgan Freeman.
How long? Yeah. I think
James Earl Jones is very critical to Darth Vader's success, I think, as a...
Man, again, not knowing anything about Star Wars, but I think that the fact that all the evil guys have red lightsabers, I think the red lightsabers, it's just like villain.
Black and red.
Yeah,
too.
It just speaks. It just, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I was looking right at Austin when I said that.
I was a little worried, guys.
Intense
I'm not
going
to lie.
All right. What's your two?
Oh, let's go to my number two. My number two... It's another one that's a little bit out there, and it goes more towards the gray area of things, and it's because I like this guy so much. And it's
okay.
I kind of don't like how much I like him because he's a villain.
Interesting.
And this goes... He's been in a lot of the Marvel movies recently. We're not talking about Thanos here, because nobody likes that guy.
Yeah.
We're talking
he's
Loki.
He's a hell of a villain, though.
Loki!
Okay.
Loki!
Loki.
I thought about him. He's not an honorable mention, but I thought about him.
Okay. Well, as long as you thought about him.
Yeah.
But I love did. Loki. Loki is a great villain. He plays the classic trickster character, which is all over literature in folklore of
right.
the past.
It's
I was
so
going to say.
There's a trickster character in almost all folklore.
Yes.
It's
and
so
he
intensely
plays it
on one side of the other, too.
Exactly. Tom Hiddleston plays that character.
Yeah, he's
so
perfect.
Charismatic.
So
perfect.
Well.
He is one of the fan favorites at all the Marvel Comic Cons.
Yeah.
He's always been one of the favorite.
Yeah. He does
villains.
Such a good job of getting into character. Because, like, when I picture Tom Hiddleston, I don't really picture Loki. But when I picture Loki, I don't picture
anything but Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah,
yep.
Definitely.
And I mean, I can't name anyone else who's played a Loki character, so
mm-hmm.
that could be why.
Yeah.
But
so you're going with him overall being a villain, despite having done some
very
some
likable,
good things.
Very likable characteristics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much more than.
And he may still be like
villain.
Good
because
in
he's
that
still
heart.
He's still a trickster. He's still all for the chaos.
Well, it's
and
like
creating
those,
anarchy and
those,
all of
those
that.
Few times that you think he's got the heart, he flips the switch.
Yep.
Yeah.
And turns his back,
yep,
backstabbing.
Exactly.
I mean, so it's hard
exactly.
to know. You know?
You never know which side he's going to end up
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I was going to say another key characteristic just of a villain in general is he's looking after himself, number one,
all
number two,
first
number three,
yep.
over
yes.
anything else for sure.
Definitely.
Yep. So that
whether
is my number two.
Whether
Loki.
It's right there
I love,
or
I
looking
love
long
Loki
term.
In that classic trickster character.
Yeah.
I think it's got so much versatility.
Yeah,
I like it. I honestly didn't even think of him. I like the pick for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, We're down to it. Number one's on the board.
All right.
Well,
would you like us to go first?
I'll go first. I'll let you guys go. All right,
we'll finish it off with the order.
So my team is pretty much filled out. I need a wild card. I need somebody who is just, all I need to do is pull the pin and then just send them in, and it's over for anyone that gets in their path. I'm going with Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men.
Oh, God.
The psychopath.
Yeah, definitely.
Mercenary bounty hunter with the weirdest haircut I've ever seen in my
life.
He's
just weird all
around.
It's
like his mom cut it for him. It's like when he was little and he hasn't cut it.
His voice, his face, everything about him is just...
It's scary.
Creepy.
Everything about him is scary.
Who played Javier Bardem?
Javier Bardem, yes. Yep.
Yeah.
He is great. He is incredible. I mean, he's like the Energizer Bunny. He doesn't stop. He's constantly trying to find that money. He's constantly trying to find Ethan Hawke. It's insane that, like, when oh my gosh, the scene when he is coming up to him in the hotel, and he's just, all you hear is the footsteps down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the shadow under the door, and you know what's about to happen. Like, he is... the Coen brothers do the perfect way of making him symbolize death. Like, he's coming. Like, no matter what, he's coming. And it's, oh my gosh. He is just, it gives me chills. He's creepy. He's scary.
Doesn't he have some kind of contraption or something that he...
Yeah.
At least at the beginning.
Right? Yeah, he kills people with a cow euthanizing gun. It's basically a hydraulic press, and it just shoots a steel rod. Is what they use to euthanize cows.
It's terrible, but yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a genius as well. He's not leaving any kind of bullet traces. Well, yeah. He's not leaving anything behind.
I mean, how many people can have a hydraulic press that kills cows?
But it just looks like a bullet wound. But then there's nothing.
I don't know. I think the cops could figure that out.
Well, at the end, he gets in a terrible wreck and just walks away and isn't caught by the cops or anything. So,
well,
he's still out there.
My number one.
It's a great number one.
My wild card is Anton Chigurh.
Definitely a wild card.
God.
I honestly don't think I could pronounce that name.
It gives me the creeps.
You wrote it down and just told me to read
just
it.
Just be it on my list makes me uneasy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, David is...
At least he is creepy.
There, yeah.
At least he's my number one.
He's definitely creepy.
So he can take solace in that.
He might not come after you now, is that what you're saying?
Hopefully not.
No,
he does have a code, though.
Maybe he doesn't like the notoriety.
He
doesn't appreciate you calling him out on this podcast.
Yeah.
The scene where he
he's
makes...
He's definitely listening.
Shouts to you, Javier. The scene in the gas station where he makes a dude call the coin flip, and he gets it right.
Oh, yeah.
And he just walks away. Man.
That's like a Dark Knight, the Two-Face.
Yes.
Movie. Same thing.
Gosh. Like, make your own.
Like you got lucky today.
Yes. Yeah. You got lucky today, for sure. Gosh.
Oh, great one.
All right. That's my number one.
All right. Well, that's a good transition because me and Tyler have the exact same number one. And I think there's...
What?
I think there's a reason for that.
What?
It's because it's the best villain of all time.
Oh, yeah. And I'm talking...
Are you specific? Are you being specific? Because
I am not.
Well, that's good.
It is good. Because I think, specifically, you're absolutely right. If I had to make it specific, then yes. Heath Ledger, as the Joker, is the greatest movie villain portrayed of all time.
Yes.
He did such a great job of that.
I don't think I've heard anyone say otherwise.
I would agree.
That performance basically killed him.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It brought him to such a dark place playing that character.
I had heard that when he accepted the role that Jack Nicholson had told him to watch, watch how it did number on Jack Nicholson. He told him to, like, be careful with the role because it'll take your mind
to a different place.
Yeah, it'll just take over. I think that's what happened.
You open the foxhole.
Terrible, but he had... One of the best performances that anyone could have.
Going back to Jack Nicholson, that was another reason why I included
the Joker
as my number one. Because of how many different portrayals there have been of him in the past.
Yeah,
it's true.
He is one of the most portrayed villains
Definitely.
In television and film history,
yeah.
I would say gaming, and maybe the comics.
Yeah. I would say like one of the most recognizable.
That is honestly why it was twofer for me. It was the fact that Heath Ledger played it so well, and the Joker just as a whole, even without Heath Ledger, for me, I think, is in consideration as a top five villain.
So just for clarification, Austin, you have the Joker. And Tyler, you have Heath Ledger's the Joker.
Yeah.
But you would say that Heath Ledger is the best Joker.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Yes. Yeah. By far.
Yeah.
All right. No disrespect to Jack Nicholson. He did great.
Yeah, he did.
First time out 40 years before Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Great. He did a good job.
I don't even think Jack Nicholson
And I honestly appreciate how different their portrayals were.
Yeah.
It's almost like they were two different Jokers.
Yeah.
The many faces of the Joker. You never know which one you're going to get.
It's true.
And then, I mean, there was the Jared Leto, and that was crap. So
I was going to ask about that. I never saw that.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I was saying, and now we're going to have the Joaquin Phoenix one, so we'll see how that is.
Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up.
No.
I think it'll be better than Jared Leto.
That's not hard to do.
I was going
to
say that won't be very hard.
But honestly, though, just speaking of the Joker role, even with Jared Leto, a lot of stories about behind the scenes and stuff backstage, about him being creepy. Yeah, we're talking about him being the Joker all the time. Exactly.
Yeah.
What was it? He sent something to his co-star, like a box of...
Yeah, it was like dead mice or something. Something really weird.
He looks like he would be creepy as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah,
great singer.
Yeah, very weird.
Very talented guy.
So.
And weird. But
number one was the Joker.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
That's right.
Well.
I don't think you guys can argue with that, right?
He's got to be. It's
David will try, but.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to argue it. All I'll say is he's not on my list because I knew he was going to be on one of you guys' lists. And he was on both of your lists. Where would he rank on your list?
Have you included him? Can you tell us that?
He would be top five. He would be top five.
You don't know exactly where, though.
No, not...
You don't want to give any disrespect to any of the candidates?
He would knock off Plankton.
That's sad because I really liked Plankton.
That was a good wild card, out of the box one.
Yeah, it definitely was.
All right.
And I feel like I have for some honorable mentions. I got some out of the box ones.
Okay, all right. But before we do honorable mentions, we're gonna do a recap first.
Okay.
All right. Austin, go first.
All right. My number five. Is that what we're going with?
Yeah. Oh. No, you'd go. You go 5-1.
5-1, okay.
Recap of your list. Come on, man. You've listened to every episode.
I didn't know if I was going all of them or just we're going to do my five, then your five.
Just do all of yours.
Your five.
All right.
Then we'll do Tyler's five. Then we'll do my five. And then we'll go honorable mentions.
All right. So my five. Number five, Ivan Drago. Number four, Hans Gruber. Number three, Walter White. Number two, Loki. And number one, the Joker.
Okay.
My five were Voldemort, Scar, Captain Hook by Dustin Hoffman, Darth Vader, and Heath Ledger's The Joker.
All right.
Good one.
And mine were The Motivator, Plankton, The Muscle, Team Iceland, The Brain, Gustavo Fring, The Face, Hans Landa. And the wild card, Anton Chigurh.
There you go.
Love it.
Honorable mentions?
Love it.
Honorable mentions.
Let's do it. This is, honestly, I'm kind of more excited for the honorable mentions.
Okay.
There's so many.
It's been noted that the honorable mentions are arguably better than the list.
Yes, it has been. Because some of these are way out there.
I will say, I had a definitive number six. So I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. It's like my number one honorable mention.
I had one also, so you go ahead. Let's hear it.
Hannibal Lecter.
That is the one, let me say, if our co-host Blair was here, I know for a fact he would have included Hannibal.
It would have been on his list.
He loves Silence of the Lambs.
That's totally understandable.
Loves that movie.
That is one creepy dude.
It's a really good movie.
He's a great, complex, creepy character.
Yeah, because I was picturing him on my villains team, like being the mastermind of it. Yeah.
He would kill all the other ones. If you put him on a team with the villains, he would be like, nope, I'm by myself.
Exactly, that's the thing.
Yeah. He's a one-man wrecking crew.
He's pulling the strings until the very end where he's the last standing.
Yep, he's just going to use the other four until... Yep, that's a good one. My honorable mention number six is Ramsay Bolton.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Okay.
Big fan.
Why is he your only from Game of Thrones?
For honorable mentions, I can go on for a couple ones.
I have one honorable mention for Game of Thrones.
I would, but I'll stick with Ramsay, and I think Ramsay is just ruthless. I mean, Game of Thrones itself is a very ruthless TV show.
Right.
But then when you watch the things that Ramsay did to his prisoners, it's a whole nother level.
Yeah. I would say he was sadistic.
He hunted people for sport.
Yeah,
with his dogs.
Was purely focused on the pain of others.
Took joy in the pain of others.
As far as Game of Thrones go, man, for villains, it's got to be Cersei for me. I think she's a better villain. For me, it's the gray area. It's the gray area.
It's true. Ramsay has very little gray area.
No, yeah, Ramsay's pure evil. So I.
But I appreciated that. Yeah, I appreciated that.
So I totally understand. All right, Tyler.
I haven't watched it, so I'm the only one, I think, in the United States that has not watched Game of Thrones.
You got like three weeks to catch up, so
yeah,
no rush.
Let's see, who do I want to go with
on the scribble list that you got going over here?
Yeah, my pen and paper.
He's been crossing out them as he lists them.
OG. All right, I'm gonna go White Goodman. Dodgeball.
Oh! solid.
Perfect.
Whoa. You don't make me bleed my own blood.
Ben Stiller.
That's epic, part of mine that I didn't mention before is part of what I chose my list based off of was the actors portraying the people. That was the theme of all mine. When I listed to them all, listed a particular actor who played them that did it so well.
Then let's just talk about Ben Stiller now because... Man, like with White Goodman, with the dude in Heavyweights. And with the guy at the nursing home in Happy Gilmore.
Oh,
like, he's such a bad counselor.
Oh man, I didn't even realize that he plays two other perfect villains too.
Well, I was
Happy Gilmore less so, but in Heavyweights.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
What was it? The Perkins, the Steve Perkins, I want to say.
I think that's right. Yeah. It was
something Perkins. Tony Perkins.
It was
Tony Perkins.
Because there's the conspiracy theory or Easter egg, whatever. That they're the same character. That he
had to run out of town on the heavyweights and became.
He changed his identity. Yeah. He started a gym on his own fitness program and became White Goodman.
I love it.
At the end of Dodgeball.
Well, he was fat first,
He lost all the weight.
At the end, he was fat again, wasn't he?
Yes, it was very fat.
Also, one of my favorite scenes is him with the pizza in his office.
He puts in his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that your favorite scene? There's so many better scenes than that.
Just think about them writing that scene.
Yeah.
Or was it to you? It could have been totally improv. That would have been better.
Yeah, it could have been.
You think they wrote on the paper, like, put the pizza in your pants?
Michelle, I told you to knock.
Oh, what a good movie.
All
right, let's go to our next honor. We got so many.
Okay. So all right. Let's
keep it up.
I have another humorous villain. Dr. Evil.
I thought Tyler was going to go with him when he was starting to explain.
It's in the name. It's in the name. He's evil.
Yeah, that's too
easy.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the next one.
He's just funny.
He has a cat.
He's inspired so many pop culture references.
Is he the one who inspired the cat, like the petting the cat as the evil villain? Or what? Who was that?
No, because he...
Who was the first one to do that?
He made that the joke of, like...
Oh, so that was the parody.
Yeah. That was
the
original
parody. Who was
the
first
parody.
To do that? It
was, like, Bond villains and stuff
I
like that.
I bet it
that.
Was a Bond villain.
And he coined the $1 million, and everyone does that all the time. Just good villain. Not really. He's actually a very bad villain.
But it's a funny villain.
It was a Bond villain.
Okay.
It was.
Who was it?
It was Ernst Starvo Blofeld.
Okay. What?
In the 1967 James Bond movie, You Only Live Twice.
It's true. You Only Live Twice.
Yes.
In case you didn't know.
First evil character to have a fluffy cat.
I'm gonna go
as he says his plan.
I have so many.
I know. Just close your eyes and point at the page.
This one, the reason I put him as honorable mention, I honestly felt like it might have gotten on somebody's top five, but I stopped watching like two episodes in when he was introduced. I'm going Negan.
You're not selling
Negan.
This very well.
Negan, Walking Dead. Yeah. I remember that, and I wish they had introduced his character earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he played that character perfectly.
Gosh. Oh, yeah.
Man.
And I remember when they came out with it, I was so excited. But that was honestly the only thing I was excited about for the show, which is why I stopped watching.
I know.
He was crazy.
Yeah, he was such a good villain, and I completely stopped watching that show.
Just a pompous ass.
Yeah, I did too. And I stopped watching after a specific scene with Glenn and Abraham.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything else. So.
You know.
Yeah.
Just the two names.
Anyone watches that show anymore.
Yeah. I think it is.
Sorry, listeners, if any of you out there listen or watch.
I was saying,
it's died down a lot.
No,
I think everybody's
this pod is not for you.
I was going to say, no, honestly, listeners, if you're caught up to date on The Walking Dead, send us a tweet. What's going on The Walking Dead?
How do you feel about Negan?
We have
what is he up to?
We don't know what's going on. Is it fixed?
Should I keep watching?
No, you obviously haven't been watching.
Well, I want them to tell me if they think I should keep watching. The viewer tweets us and says,
like
Austin, you should keep watching The Walking Dead. It gets good. I'll do it. Yeah.
And that's at arrive at five. Arrive AT, the number five.
Yes.
All right. You got another honorable mention?
Oh, I got so many honorable mentions.
So many.
It's just a matter of which one do I want to pick. I am going to piggyback slightly off of your Icelandic hockey team.
Okay.
And I'm going to go from the greatest movie ever made.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Are you doing this right now? Cool Runnings, the greatest movie ever made, the Swiss bobsled team.
Interesting.
I couldn't tell you a single thing about them.
Have you seen the movie?
I've seen the movie.
I saw the movie when I was in second grade.
Dry, and then they go and they copy it.
The Swiss do?
Yeah. No. They're like the best team.
But they're villains?
Yes. They're assholes.
They're dicks.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
So are the East Germans.
The Swiss team.
They had the Swiss team
from Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Best movie ever. Shout out to Blair, Kyle, and Blake.
Yeah, best movie ever? No. Top 100 movie? Maybe.
Maybe.
You told me no earlier, so I'll take it.
Moving up.
All right. Let's just move on. Everyone agrees on the Swiss bobsled team.
Okay. I have Bill the Butcher Cutting from Gangs of New York, played by Mr. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know much about that. I think I've seen like half of that movie. Isn't it like a super long movie?
It is like a 3-hour
movie.
It's
a Scorsese movie. It's a 2.5-hour movie.
Daniel Day-Lewis, Leonardo.
Yeah, Leo's
I've seen
it.
I can't remember if I've seen the whole thing or not.
But have you seen Peaky Blinders?
No.
Oh,
Tyler, you should watch it.
Yeah.
You would like it.
They're
a lot.
Basically the same thing.
Sorry,
listeners.
Listeners, if you liked Gangs of New York, you should watch Peaky Blinders as well.
Or vice versa. Yeah,
watch both.
But yeah, I like him because of the gray area. I mean, he was basically a father to Leo the entire time until Leo flips a switch. He was like all about patriotism, all about like being a true American.
We got another Leo movie.
But, again, that also was him, not really liking the other immigrants that were just coming in as well. So, not a good look on his part. Also, a fantastic fighter. I guess they just didn't use guns back then. It was all melee weapons. And when he would pull out his two butcher knives, just, oh my gosh.
Do you think that was why? Or is that just a Scorsese thing?
What?
They didn't actually use guns? Back then, they had to have guns.
Well, I think that it was, I think it was kind of an agreement upon the gangs to be like, we're fighting this in the field.
Like, we won't get too much attention from the law if we don't use weapons.
It's like, well, no, because they had, oh, what's his freaking name was the cop. John C. Reilly played the cop in that movie.
A young John C. Reilly. Yeah, had to have been.
And he was just like, let him go. Yeah, do it.
They're not causing me trouble.
I wonder if I can take it seriously.
No, honestly, yeah, he has a curly mustache. It's yeah, at first it's hard to take him seriously.
So is it his character from the Holmes and Watson movie?
Until he strikes a woman.
Is it basically that guy?
No, it's the guy from Talladega Nights.
He's much more serious. Or it maybe it's just maybe it's just like Anchorman, and they just lay down the rules ahead of time.
Yeah.
And
no touching of the hair.
No touching of the hair or face.
No moneymakers, guys.
And that's it.
Let's fight.
So yeah, Bill the Butcher Cutting. That's another Ronnie Minch.
That's a good one.
Alright, I'm going with another villain from the Batman series.
Okay.
But my main reason for doing it is because it's so terrifying to watch Scarecrow.
Oh, that's not where direction. I thought you were going.
Yep. Did you think I was going bang?
Yeah, I thought you were going bang.
I have a totally different one.
Where were you going?
Totally different. I'm going to wait.
It's my honorable mention.
It is Danny DeVito's Penguin.
Oh, God.
Okay, what do you mean? That's the creepiest looking dude I've ever seen.
Scarecrow.
From Batman Begins?
Yeah, yes, Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is.
Played by Cillian Murphy, also lead character in Peaky Blinders.
Yes, he is.
Interesting.
Yes. Great actor.
Yeah,
didn't like him that much. I honestly didn't like him that much as a Scarecrow. But I loved him in Peaky Blinders. Yes.
Now
I bet if I go back and watch it, I would like him as a Scarecrow because I like him now.
Arrive at 5 is not sponsored by Peaky Blinders. We are the number one Peaky Blinders.
It is not yet.
We are the number one Peaky Blinders fan-based podcast, though. Do you have any more honorable mentions, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I go literary?
Yeah.
I'll go literary. I want to go... I'll name these both together because it's sort of similar. I'm going to say Dr. Frankenstein.
Okay.
The book Frankenstein. Because
And
Dr. Captain Jekyll. Captain Ahab.
Okay.
And this is why I consider them similar. Because in both books, throughout the book, you read it and they're not read as the villain.
Right.
And it's not until a certain point that
like
you realize...
Like Breaking Bad.
I guess you could say it like that too, yes. But it's the. I think it's more the framing of it. Whereas Breaking Bad, it's more a change in his character.
Right.
Whereas
right.
I think in... These, Dr. Frankenstein and Captain Ahab, are both evil the whole time.
It's how the story is told.
Exactly. It's framed through their lens, so they don't look as bad at the beginning.
Man.
You want to believe that Moby Dick and Frankenstein are the villains or monsters. But it's not. It's the people.
They're innocent.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The monster and the whale are innocent.
They're used by the villains. I like that one. I tried to go little... out of the box and go literary with that. I don't know if you guys would think about it.
Okay. I'm going to go into the box, into the cube, the GameCube, Nintendo GameCube, Bowser.
Yes! Also on my honorable mentions.
Yep.
Love it.
Okay, how's that for a transition?
Love it. Kidnaps the princess and everything.
Yes, just...
On the daily.
Just... stealing my man's girlfriend. He's like, no, she's coming to my house, dog.
Yep, my castle.
You're a plumber. I have a castle. God.
I love Bowser.
Just being mean, man. Yeah. There's no reason behind it. I guess he likes Peach. I guess
there might be a reason. I just don't know. Does he hate Mario for a certain... Does he hate plumbers?
Yeah. I don't know. He's a turtle.
Do they charge too much? What is the deal?
Turtles live in the sewer.
Could be. Maybe he flushes them out of the sewer and they don't like... It's their home.
Yeah.
Makes them live in a castle.
Maybe Bowser's not that bad. Maybe Mario is the villain.
It's a Captain Ahab a Moby Dick situation.
Yes, it's all about perspective.
Exactly. The framing.
So I got like four more, but one of them I'm okay with. But I got three that I can throw all together because
Let's do it.
All cartoon.
Okay.
All right.
In my opinion of them. All right, I got Cruella de Vil.
Good one.
Jafar.
Oh, God, good one.
And speaking of villains with sidekicks, I went Gaston.
Oh, from Beauty yes. and the Beast.
Who was his sidekick?
You know, little the little short
yeah, fat
guy.
I don't
guy.
Know his name.
Oh god, because I was gonna say sidekicks.
The dude who's always hyping up Gaston. You know what I'm talking yeah. about? Oh, his hype man.
He's like, who's the best one in the land?
What's his name?
Gaston.
What's his name?
Exactly. I don't know, but I know in the live action version with what's her name, Emma.
Watson.
Emma Watson.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
person that they get yeah. to play the sidekick is perfect. I don't really? Know his name, yeah, but the actor who plays him is perfect.
He's
he
just,
can sing.
He's
hilarious.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yes.
It's just Gaston.
He's in
man.
The New Girl show. He's great in that.
Oh my gosh.
LaFoe. And you're talking about Josh Gad.
Josh Gad. Yeah.
Right there.
Yep.
Oh
he
yeah.
He plays the perfect LaFoe.
Yep.
Man,
Cruella DeVille, you know, trying to steal the puppies.
Yeah,
gosh.
That's just evil.
Jafar is a badass villain,
yo,
honestly.
That's the one when we were talking about sidekicks, I was like, Iago. Like,
yes!
Oh, yeah,
yes!
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is exactly... I didn't know his, I couldn't think of his name, so I didn't say it.
He's such
exactly
a good sidekick.
Yeah.
Such a good sidekick. But yes, Jafar's got that
Jafar.
Swag, man.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Man, he's... God.
Like no other villain, too.
And when he turns into the genie, too, he's... Man...
I'm excited to see that live action.
Are you? I'm nervous.
It's got Will Smith.
Yeah.
Come on.
I've heard it's pretty good.
I'm nervous. I want it to be good.
It better be good.
Man,
Will Smith doesn't do bad movies.
Will Will Smith be better than Robin Williams?
No.
I don't know.
No,
that's
no.
That's what I mean.
No.
It's going to be different. I don't see him trying to take the same approach.
Yeah.
I think he's going to go a totally different
good.
Route.
I hope
he does too, because he won't match up to Robin Williams. I mean... That was like
that'd be like trying to do the same Joker as Heath Ledger.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Right.
But I think he's going to take on a lot more serious role of just like the short clip I've seen of
I could see him being angry at times, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I don't think
furious.
He's, you know, I mean, Robin Williams is so animated anyway in all of his movies.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, like in an animated film that he was
right,
in,
right.
I mean, it was a very animated.
And when you think about it too, the genie character is kind of
animated.
Tragic. Well, yes, animated, but it's a tragic character too because I mean he's trapped
yeah,
in a,
of course,
a lamp. So I
think
mean
Wilson
he's at everyone's behest whenever they want.
God, so when he sets him free, how many tears are going to be shed? Because it's gonna be real now. It's not gonna be a cartoon.
That's
the
what I mean.
Pursuit of happiness.
So that's what I'm saying. We might see we might see some real
I can't
acting.
Handle that.
Some 7 pounds.
7 pounds. Oh,
oh
man.
God. Oh,
7 pounds. That is brutal.
We're talking Will Smith crying
oh,
levels.
God.
We just nailed.
Oh
yes.
Man.
All right.
Okay,
great
so
movies,
I just got a text update from co-host of the show, Blair.
Blair,
he
is he sleeping?
He wanted to give some input on his a couple of villains that he wanted to give.
Have we named them all in our
We've named
mention?
A lot, okay? So
can
he,
I... Okay, let's let have Blair have his time,
he,
because
no,
I have some more.
He gave me 9, and we...
9?
And we've named...
He's a host. He knows the rules.
We He gave... Okay, 1
this
through,
is
one
through
five,
five
are, 1 through 5 are numbered.
Okay.
And then there's a list after that. But we've talked about 7 of the 9.
Wow.
Okay.
So... The Let's one that the no, two. I lied. Sorry, 6 of the 9.
Well, who's his one?
His one is one that I need to talk about.
So we haven't talked about this.
No.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's do it.
His his number one villain, Blair Allen, friend of the pod, co-host of the pod.
What's up, Blair?
Is the Wet Bandits from Home Alone 1 and 2?
Oh my god.
Harry and Marv.
Harry and Marv.
That's, under what case are they best?
They're
inept.
I'm gonna read this.
No, they're good villains. They're great villains.
I'm gonna read this.
Are they?
They are, but I don't know about.
They let a little kid beat them.
It's true,
but it's
a little kid whooped their ass.
Yes,
yeah.
Like twice. A
two grown ass men.
A lot twice in 2 different states.
Yes, in 2 different movies.
He said...
They're not good at being villains, is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. His reasoning is, Wet Bandits, Marv and Harry, just incredible in every way.
That's all we get.
Number one,
just
Wet Bandits.
Just incredible in every
all
way.
All right.
I can't argue with that.
They're good. They're good villains.
I mean, I like them.
And the Wet Bandits.
I enjoy them.
It's just funny, man.
But
it's just
as
funny.
Far as like villains that I wish I could go up against, they would be on that list.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so definitely. I don't know if I'd put them on my best villains list.
Yeah. I'm with you. I understand where you're going with that.
They wouldn't make my dream team if that's
no.
what
yeah,
I'm
no,
saying.
Yeah, no,
right. So I disagree heavily with that.
Sorry, Blair. Okay, his other one was Shooter McGavin from
that's a good one. See, you should have said that one.
All right,
that
is a good one. You came back, you bounced back with Shooter.
Yeah.
And his reasoning for that one is only the quote, "I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast."
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Oh, you eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Classic line.
Meet you.
Have you seen the Wheaties box with him photoshopped on it and says, "I eat pieces of shit for breakfast," and it's pieces of shit
no.
cereal?
No, I have not seen that.
It's good. It's on Instagram. It's all over. All
right. I'll make sure to look at that whenever I get an Instagram.
Right, yeah.
Get on that.
So, do y'all got any more honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions. I can go. I'll just throw this one out there. Michael Corleone from The Godfather.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's. I don't have much to say about him. I haven't watched the movie a lot. I think I've seen it once, and I like. He's a good villain.
Yeah,
I feel like he might be included on other people's lists, so I just want to throw his name out there.
Yeah, I was about to say
another one.
I'm about to have a confession. Have not seen that movie.
Okay, have you seen The Usual Suspects?
Okay,
he's
on my list.
Kaiser Soze. Yeah. Great villain. Just that whole playing the cops from the beginning.
Oh my
great.
Gosh! Yeah.
All right, my next one, Back to the Future. Biff Tannen.
Biff
Tannen. Just you can hate that guy, right?
Yeah, yes, he is just a royal just dickhead.
Yeah,
just
asshole.
The worst.
Absolute
and speaking
dickhead.
Of the worst, do you guys know who the worst is?
Well, it can't be the worst because it wasn't number one on any of our lists.
No.
Who's your worst honorable mention?
Is he the worst villain? Like,
no. This is just the worst person.
Okay.
Toby. From The
Office. So he's a villain.
No! To the hero of the story, yes.
Who's the hero?
Michael
of the
Scott.
Michael Scott. No doubt Michael Scott.
Who is his biggest villain?
Definitely Toby. It is definitely Toby.
Case closed.
Oh,
I got some
no.
pushback on that one, too.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, you're also wrong on that.
I mean, is he, though?
Who likes Toby?
No one.
I do like watching his faces, though, when he just constantly getting beat down.
Gosh. And I will say, maybe the best cold open in television history is the episode where he comes back from Costa Rica.
Yes.
And Michael doesn't believe it until he sees him in person.
Why don't you go bring it to him in the annex? What?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I'm going to take it to him in the annex.
You don't know that Toby's back, do you? Good one.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, so that I like Toby. That's
yeah.
fine. All right. That's my closer.
Toby is a very, very good one.
Thank you. That's all I got. I just gave you all mine. I figured I'd finish strong and give you the best one at last, so.
All right, well, that's all we got, ladies and gents. I guess we'll close out with a couple shout-outs. Shout-out Orville Redenbacher.
Shout-outs to Sweden.
Shout-out James Earl Jones.
Shouts to Aloe Plants.
I don't have another one.
Shout-out to Heath Ledger, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Heath Ledger, for sure.
Shout-outs to all the actors we named on the pod today.
Yeah, and their movies, and
shout-outs
the heroes that faced against these villains.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
the unsung heroes.
Because shout-outs good over evil. How about that?
Nice.
All right.
Goes against the whole podcast, but yes.
Next podcast? Foreshadowing, maybe?
Probably not. And shouts to the villains. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, rate, review us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Anchor app. Please follow us on Twitter at ArriveAT, the number 5. Tune in again for our next episode. Do one of you guys want to give them the adios?
Oh, this is your thing.
Oh, yeah, that's all you.
Adios!